at Lake City Playhouse. I'm glad to have Lake City Playhouse back for this to join us. Brooke Wood, who's the director and the board president, director for this show and the board president, and the show itself, which is called Fun Home. So welcome, Brooke, and welcome back to Lake City Playhouse.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back here. So let's launch right in. Fun Home is the title. What is this play about?
This is a beautiful coming-of-age story. It is a story about a family who has a father in the 70s who, due to circumstances, has closeted himself and is married to a woman and has a family, but due to the fact that he is not allowed to at the time, or feels that he can't be open to who he is, has some major character flaws that cause some issues in that sense within the family. And it's a coming of age story because it is a woman who, through three ages of her life, tell this story. So we have small Allison, who is 9 to 11. We have middle Allison, who is in college. And then we have Allison, who is Allison Bechtel, who wrote the graphic novel. And that's what the show is based on, is the graphic novel by Allison Bechtel. And she tells the story and never leaves the stage. And it's kind, and you go in and out of different pockets of memory for her.
So it's clearly an issue that was very common and very real, as you say, in the 70s and 80s. And then is the father cast in the play, or is he just represented by...
He is in the play, yes.
He is in the play, so then we find out about it. So we have these three Allisons. We have the young, the middle, and the older Allison. And it's on top of this, it's a musical.
Yes, it's a musical, and it's a coming... it's a story for Allison as well, because it's her coming out story as well, because she is a gay young woman in the early 80s, and it's... To me, it's kind of a story of bravery, because she chooses different from the life that she was raised in. And so you get to see her progression of how she feels and so on.
Okay. Well, and, it is a musical. And so let's not wait too long to hear Ruby Krajic, who represents the young Allison. She's joined by the pianist Heather Brown there in the studio. And anything we need to know about this song, Ring of Keys?
This is just a moment in young Allison's life where she sees somebody walk through the door and she thinks, oh, I might be a little different.
Okay, let's go to our studio and hear this song. Again, Ruby Krajic singing as young Allison.
You didn't notice her at first, but I saw her the moment she walked in. She was a delivery woman, came in with a handcart full of packages. She was an old school butch.
Someone just came in the door, like no one I ever saw before. I feel... I don't know where you came from, but I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel your swagger and your bearing and the just right clothes you're wearing, your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys.
Your keys, oh, your ring of keys.
I mean, handsome. Your swagger and your bearing and the just right clothes you're wearing, your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys, oh, your ring of keys. I know you.
From our studio, we were hearing Ruby Krajicek singing the role of young Alice, and she was joined by the pianist Heather Brown, and that song, which is called Ring of Keys. In a minute, we'll talk with Ruby, but first let's go to Brooke for just a couple of minutes, and then Ruby will bring you into the conversation, so you can come up to that microphone. At the point that this song is sung in the play, has the father left home yet?
He has not. He's still, you hear her at the end of the song say, I know you, I know you. She's talking to the woman who walks in, but she also has a moment where she looks at her father and is, I think she's starting to put some pieces together, but the family actually doesn't really find out other than obviously the mother. Until college age.
Okay.
So, but I think she's just trying to figure out her own inside feelings that she's having at this point, and watching that woman walk in makes her realize that there is something stirring inside of her that maybe isn't quite per se at the time, for the time, normal.
Sure. Ruby, hello.
Hi.
And welcome to this. You've done a lot of theater, I know.
Yes.
You've been doing theater for a long time. Have you done a really serious role before like this?
This is going to be my first like serious role like this. I've done a lot of not serious plays, so this is going to be my first serious play.
So what's it like to suddenly be a real actor and deal with heavy stuff and big human stuff as opposed to cute kid stuff?
It feels really good, you know. It kind of feels like you're treated like this and you're like, this is more deep and this is a real person, like this is a real story, so it's like you have to replicate this, like her life. So I really like doing this play.
So you're a real actor in
this,
and that feels good. So far has your career, we'll call it your career, why not, been in the form of both musicals and stage plays, or have
I've mostly done just musicals so far. I haven't done any just straight plays.
Okay, but certainly here you have, even though it's a musical, you have the sense that you have lines to deliver and acting to do, and emotions. What's kind of the range of emotions that you have to do in this play?
Well, she's happy a lot,
and
then sometimes she is like taken down, like she kind of feels
defeated.
Yes, defeated. Yeah. That's what I was trying to get. Defeated, because
nice.
Her dad, she likes to impress her dad, and so.
And he is not easy to please.
No.
And he's going through stuff, so that's why she's talking to him, but about him at the same time in that song.
Yeah.
That you just did, Ruby Krajicek, as the young Allison. So now we have the other two Allisons. Thank you, Ruby. So we have the other two Allisons in the room as this play moves into through the time. Well, let's start with Ann Benson, who is the Allison, because you're all, good morning, Ann. Because you're also kind of the narrator, aren't you, or something that leads us through this story?
Yeah. It's I've been trying to explain it to people. It's sort of almost like the stage manager in our town crust with Ebenezer Scrooge visiting scenes from his past. It's kind of the, I'm sort of the, yeah, but the host. I kind of guide the audience through my life. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And so then in the middle we have Olivia Davies as the middle Allison. And so I gather from what Brooke was saying that this is right at a real transitional time for your family and for your dad, right? Talk about what's going on in your part of this play.
This is, I think it's a really it's a really hard part to play because it's really, it's going through a period of her time that she doesn't quite realize how difficult it is. And I mean, again, during that time, this just really wasn't, it wasn't the thing. And she's trying so hard to be something that she's not, and trying to go through college and trying to please her family and please her dad. And she just wants him to recognize her, and trying so hard to mold into that. But then finally has a moment where she has this realization that I can be exactly who I want to be. I can be who I'm, who I feel that I am truly. It's really, it's really powerful.
I think Middle is the raw character. You know, like when you go through a cheese grater, you start as a beautiful piece of cheese, and she's the one that gets kind of
a
little grated.
You know, she gets a little grated, yeah. And so she's much more raw. And it's, they're definitely the two young the young lady that she plays opposite. They have to be super brave on stage. Because of the content of their parts.
And, sure, because they're dealing with the fact that now their father is coming out and they know what's going on.
And she's coming
out. And then you're coming out too. Yeah.
So it's a beauty. I mean, but they are very brave, very brave. And then older Allison is definitely the one who has, I think, dealt with some stuff, but she, you can feel the hurt in her through many parts of it. And then all of a sudden there's moments of this, but I made it.
Well, the it we're in question is Fun Home, which opens this Friday at Lake City Playhouse, Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday at 2. Then it's a Thursday through Sunday sequence for the following 2 weekends at 13th and Garden in Coeur d'Alene of Lake City Playhouse. And so then Anne, who plays Allison, who is kind of the ever-present present in this, is it up to you to reveal how this has all worked out, how this transition has all worked out?
I think so. I mean, I kind of have to look at the whole piece because I pop in with reactions all the way through. And what I kind of realize is that Olivia's arc as medium Allison is much more about coming out and wanting to embrace that as her true identity and the true fullest expression of who she is. And I even say in one of my lines that she kind of blocked out what was happening at home. And I feel like my arc, it's interesting, I feel like my arc is really about dealing with the stuff that all of us deal with, which is coming to terms with your parents when you're an adult. And unfortunately for her, because he died when she was so young, she didn't get to work out a working adult relationship with him. And I have great parents. We have a really good relationship with each other, but it took some work to kind of figure out. And I think that as parents, no matter how good we are as parents, we leave some imprints that are good and bad that our kids are going to have to deal with. And so I feel like my arc is extremely universal. And she's kind of having a midlife crisis. She's 43 in the show and is kind of realizing she hasn't broken through the way she wants to, and kind of traces it back to, okay, where did this happen? And I think, yeah, so it's cool.
Ann Benson is the current Allison in this. What a great explanation you have all given of what seems to be the progress of this play, Fun Home, which opens this Friday at Lake City Playhouse. So I think we need this duet, this finale duet called Flying Away, if we send all the performers back out. For that, again, the pianist Heather Brown is there, and so we will hear from the young Allison, Ruby Krajcik, the middle Allison, Olivia Davies, and then Ann Benson, the current Allison, throughout this. Anything else we need to say about this obvious finale song?
No, this is just a moment. It's one of those songs that when you hear it, it just sums it all up.
Well, let's go back to the studio for this song from the musical, from the show, from the play, Fun Home.
Daddy, comma. Hey, Daddy, come here, okay? Question mark.
Daddy, come here, okay? I need to.
At the light.
What are you doing? Question mark. I said, come here, you need
to do what I tell you to do. What are you doing?
I said, come here,
you need to do what I tell you to do. Listen to me. Daddy, come here. Hey, right here, right now, you're making me mad. Listen to me. I wanna play airplane.
Then you and I.
I wanna play airplane.
Then you and I.
I wanna play airplane.
I wanna put my arms out and fly.
Like Leonard Bear in the Subway like Camel. You. No, wait. Like Superman.
Up in the sky.
Say something.
Till I can see all of Pennsylvania.
Say something.
This, Daddy, do what I say.
There you are, Dad.
Take my hand, give me yours. Bend your knees, not that way.
There
when I say go, start pushing me up. Okay.
Don't let go yet.
Okay, hon.
Don't let go yet.
Just a little.
And now I'm flying.
Caption. Every so often, there was a moment of rare balance where I soared above him.
From the play, Fun Home, that was the song Flying Away. We were hearing the young Allison Ruby Krajcik, the middle Allison Olivia Davies, and the mature Allison Ann Benson, Heather Brown, the pianist. Fun Home, which opens this Friday and runs for 3 weekends. It's Friday through Sunday, and then the following two, it's Thursday through Sunday.